truly, truly, we are blessed today. I was reminded of a psalm here this evening. And it said, I will lift up my hands. Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which hath made the heavens and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. I will keep thee, will not slumber. Behold, he keepeth Israel neither in slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. We thank God tonight for a God we can look to tonight. Amen. We look to the hills. God who is higher than us. A God who is mightier than us. A God, no doubt, that loves us tonight. As we stand go before the Lord in prayer this evening, let's give him praise and glory. Let's give him honor tonight and give him praise, God, for what he's done today. Let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus tonight. Father, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be back one more time here in your house tonight, allowing us to come and worship you. Come and glorify your mighty name tonight. And Lord, we just pray, God, by your Holy Spirit, God, accomplish your divine work, divine will. Let it be done, Lord. Let it be done here in this service. God, speak to every heart, every soul, God. Many women watching online as well, God, just move in a mighty way. God, do the impossible tonight. Do the extraordinary, Lord, we pray this evening. And God, just pour out your blessing. Pour out your miracles. God, just accomplish your divine word. Let it be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We serve an awesome God today. Was able to bring deliverance. Able to bring salvation. Able to bring power to every life and soul of men and women. Let's sing that song on page 263 in your songbooks this evening. It's called He Set Me Free. Amen, amen. God is able to break the bondage. Break the yoke, amen. Page 263 in your songbook, sissy. Once like a bird in prison I dwell, but no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and said to glory to God, set me free, he set me free, and he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory found by Jesus to see. A glory to God, he set me. Now I'm climbing, now I am climbing higher. Darkness of night has drifted away. But my feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm whole. He set me free. Amen. To set many women free this wonderful night tonight. We thank God tonight for God who's able to break every yoke, every chain, every stronghold this wonderful night. Amen. Truly, truly, we serve an awesome God. God, we praise you and glorify your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing a song on page 476. He brought me out. Thankful to be back one more time here in the house of the Lord. And again, we'd like to welcome each one here on this evening with us and those watching online as well. Welcome to our broadcast. We hope and pray that the sound is much better. We continue to tweak out these new system we're working with, and I hope it's coming through much more clear now, because before the music and various things were cutting out, and it was the signal couldn't, the computer couldn't handle the amount of, I guess, whatever's coming into that one little channel. So we thank God, and again, we think we may have a resolve, but we thank God, amen, for, again, him providing and meeting the needs to where we can bring some upgrades, amen. We're looking forward to more upgrades as well. Continue to get better and better, better in God, better in the things of God, and we're thankful for, again, him allowing us to, again, improve. We thank God every day. He works with us and helps us along the way, amen. God says, just give me something to work with, and I'll help you along the way. And so we're thankful for awesome God that he is. Amen. This evening, we hope and pray everybody's had an awesome week. Continue to pray all the way through. Stay prayed up. How does your week stay awesome? Continue to pray and seek God's face. Serve him. Live for him. Amen. Restay in his word. Be in service. Amen. When we have an open hearing, come on out and be with us in the house of the Lord. And mind stayed upon him. The scripture tells us to keep our minds and our hearts upon him. And truly it helps along the way. As we shared with you Sunday morning about being reminded, be mindful of who he is, mindful of, again, to call on the living God. Again, to remember to lift up that mighty name of Almighty God, and truly he will see you through in everything that we go through. And so we're looking forward to getting all that God has tonight, and then throughout our week as well, the weekend. It's another great weekend ahead, Lord willing. Again, while we're still here, amen, still on this side of earth. Amen. This side of life, I should say. Let's continue to come out and be with us. So we invite you, those watching online as well, come join us. Come be with us in service in Children's Church. Again, on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Come out and be with us every Sunday morning. 334 Astor Street, if you don't know. Perhaps you just came to this broadcast, watching online. I encourage all you folks out there watching online too as well. Stream it out. Share it out. Share it out on your pages, your social media. A lot of times I copy and paste the link to YouTube or to Facebook. Amen. Majority of YouTube, and I'll send it out to friends and contacts, some of those folks on WhatsApp. And so, again, the more the merrier to come and hear the word of God. Amen. Because you'd be surprised how it could touch someone's life. Again, and so a lot of times we share a little bit of everything else. Our word is good at sharing all these other things, fighting videos and sports videos, whatever the other case, pictures and all these different things. But let's share out, again, a broadcast of the word of God. Amen. And so we thank God for, as Reverend said one time, putting some good news in your news feed. How's that? And so we're grateful that we have, again, a chance to go out and reach out through the social media here. And so we encourage you, share it out to your friends and loved ones. And we also have, I make some quick announcements, we have podcasts as well. A podcast you can find through Podbean or through Google Podcasts, and I use iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcast, so many different platforms as well. We own the majority of them, I believe, and so we get a chance to come back and revisit some of the old ones, some of the new ones that are be coming out. And so continue to let it be a part of your daily activities. Get the word of God in your life. Get the word of God some kind of way. Hear the word of God. Get some good gospel music to listen to pick you up. Amen. On your commute, do something to instill in your heart and your mind. Again, and get your mind on the Lord. Amen. And truly, he will bless you. So all those announcements and various things we say, again, let it be a partakers in that as well, to share it out with your friends and loved ones. Amen. Continue to pray, as we said. Pray continually for the church. Pray for one another. Scripture tells us, amen, we know there's a God in heaven who's able. Amen. Appreciate your prayers, Brother Mark. Amen. Amen. Brother Mark said, I do. And so we continue to do that. Pray for one another. People cross your mind many times. Again, and it's for a reason. I believe God sometimes prompts your soul to think about someone or put someone in your heart. Lift them up in prayers. Lift them up in prayers. We saw it just happen recently, this past weekend, and I guess my wife and my daughter was talking about various families. Again, and they popped up in various ones. They just discussed them, and lo and behold, they came to service. And so, again, perhaps you're having them on your mind and having them on your soul. Again, a lot of times you'd be surprised. Again, with the power of prayer, the power of intercession. So we share with you Tuesday night, power of intercession, Sunday night, Tuesday night. Various times we talk about intercession as well. So continue to do that. Pray with us. Amen. That God will have his way. Amen. This time we're going to get moving and continue with our service. Amen. And the Lord have his way. Amen. She's going to sing a song as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Calvary, out of Calvary's hill, amen, the hills of Zion, salvation comes. Thank God for him today. Thank God. Again, there's no God like Jehovah, our God, this wonderful evening. Truly, we serve a mighty God. Again, you think about it, and nothing throughout the history of time can stand to our God today. And church, today, you continue to trust him, believe in him, and we are believing God for, again, great and mighty things in the days ahead, days and weeks ahead coming and going forward. Amen. We, again, encourage you to, again, be back with us, as we said earlier. Come out and be with us this weekend. Come back for more. Again, looking forward to what God's going to do. Come expecting and believing as well. I want to read to you here out of the book of Psalm this evening, the book of Psalm 40. Book of Psalm 40. Psalm 40 here, 1 and 2, we'll use as our Bible reading text. Two verses, but I got a lot to cover. Some other spots, but I'll use this just to read for the sake of reading. The Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. So we read it again. He said, I waited patiently, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, he says, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And for a little bit today, I want to use this and give it a title, Extraordinary Places. Extraordinary Places. I didn't really think it was going to turn into a series. But we talked about extraordinary year. An extraordinary year. We've covered some various things so far about extraordinary. We have to put in our playlist and sort it all out. But you think about an extraordinary year that it is. We talked about being the good, the bad, and the ugly. Again, be vice versa, the ugly, the bad, the good, or again, various ways, regardless of how, again, we decide or how we, the choices that we make, again, it could be various ways. We also oftentimes and really optimistically believe for the good, believe for the better, amen, and believe for the great. But through it all, we mentioned before, through it all, again, God, we have to focus on him through the bad and the ugly as well. Extraordinary places. You look at it here in our scripture reading, just to get down to it, I got a lot to cover. You look at it here, extraordinary places, various fascinating places you may think about. Well, all in the heavens and in the earth, God talks about extraordinary places. Again, we look at here the writer David, the psalmist David. The scripture don't tell exactly what was going on in his life. But again, we see that naturally it was something that was dramatic. David had a lot of hills and valleys in his life. He had a lot of things going on in his life. And you go back and read the book of Psalm, and there are other psalmists as well. But again, it shows us that, again, living for God and serving God, believing in God, there will be hills and valleys. And we thank God that God led these men to write these psalms to where it can encourage and it can help men and women along the way. And regardless of what place you may find yourself in, regardless of your residency or where your feet may be currently standing, we serve a God. And regardless of where the place may be, he's extraordinary enough to change the plight of your situation. We look at some places here that the scripture talks about. He says, I waited patiently. We're going to get into that in a minute about the miry clay we're going to focus in on. We sang that song earlier. Thank God for Victoria. She got me in the right. She got me out of a horrible place. Amen. I don't know. You got to drop that down to F or somewhere in there. F or G or C or something else. Not G. It was G. It was not good today. But thank God, in a horrible place, a miry clay. We'll talk about it here in a minute, about sometimes it can be compared to as quicksand. And really, I want to look at this. How do we get to the certain places that we go? And you think about how that, again, it could be to where, again, how do we get there? Where are we watching? Where are we going? How did he get to this horrible pit? Where was he going? How did he get off track? Again, were we watching where we go? Do we watch where we go? It's important to watch and pray. The scripture tells us to keep eyes open, to watch and let the Lord lead us and guide us, because we can end up in some extraordinary places. Following God, no doubt, and through it all, again, we said wherever the Lord may lead, God is always able to deliver as well. The miry clay, as we're going to focus here in a minute, I remind of quicksand. Now that, again, it seemed like a treacherous thing to be caught up in. And really, again, according to David here, it was a horrible place. You look at it, how did they get here? Do we allow the Lord to order our steps? Order our steps, God. Lead us and guide us as we go. We encourage you to get filled with the Holy Ghost and walk in the Holy Spirit, to walk in His Word, to let Him be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, as the Scripture tells us here. Why? Because it will keep us from stumbling and falling along the way. To find, because the enemy has traps and places the way he will try to get many women trapped. Again, before we come to Christ, he has a big trap set up for many women that do not know Christ. And even for the believer today, all the way to the day of our death, even after we come to Christ, we have to make sure that we watch where we're going. Amen. And so we look at this. How did this horrible pit, how did we get to this place? And some are always in a predicament. Some you talk to and they seem like they're always in a horrible state. Again, in my mind and my heart says, you know what? If they would just only come to God. If the world, our friends, our loved ones that don't know Jesus Christ, if they would only come to know Christ, their predicaments, the places that they are and the situations they find themselves in, Jesus can make all the difference tonight. Dilemmas and some always seem as in drama or in trouble. Trouble seems to find them again, or do they find trouble? Again, here today, we begin to say, Lord, lead my steps today. Do we look for trouble or does trouble find us? Again, and so we look at this, going down the past. And sometimes we find ourselves, we all been guilty of it, even before we came to Christ. Again, going down paths that we should never, ever have gone down before. How many been there before? Say, man, I wish I would have never went down this road in my life. And so you look at this, again, the places where it can lead to. The enemy will try to lead us astray. He will lead us out of the right path. But we thank God for Jesus being our good shepherd today. Let the Lord lead you in down the right path. The enemy will try to lead you through people or through friends, and so-called friends and bad influences along the way. And so you have to take heed to your soul. Take heed. Even young people today, take heed who you hang around with. Take heed of the friends you choose. Why? Because you can end up in some extremely bad places today. Again, so we learn. Again, sometimes, however, not to go down certain roads, we learn, again, to leave certain things alone. Why? Because, again, it can lead to things that, again, that God will perhaps not be pleased with. Lead us not into temptation. The Scripture tells us to pray that prayer. Lord, order my steps. We walk out that door every day of your life. Pray that God lead me, guide me every day of my life today. Again, when we see, again, wherever they find themselves in, we find, however, that David showed us that God is able to sort all things out. Amen. David showed us in the Word of God. He says God is able to sort us out. He won't leave us in the pit. He won't leave you in that horrible place. Again, David was in a mess, and we see from this scripture, go back to a Psalm, the first verse of it, 41, the Bible says how he was in a mess. We learn how, what did he do? He waited patiently for the Lord. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Again, when we become impatient, we ruin things. How many know that? We live in an impatient society. A society has to have it now. Again, we see how the impatience can cause us to speak out of turn or speak before we should. It can cause us to move before our time. Again, when we are impatient, again, we'll pull out our sword before the fight begins. Remind Peter that way. Or some will shoot their gun before it says be fired. Oftentimes you look at the sniper teams and various things, the police, and somebody, one of them trigger-happy cops, they'll pull the trigger. And before they're supposed to shoot, and all chaos and haywire goes off. I remember that fella years ago, and some of you from New York, lived in New York for a little while, and the fella Sean Bell has been, man, when we first got here, it happened. He got shot. It was on the night of his, night before his wedding. Got shot up really bad. They were leaving the club, and apparently got into an altercation with an undercover cop, and really, it was a bunch of undercover cops in there. I think that's they were trying to bust them out, and I think one of the cops fired first. And it became chaotic, and really, they didn't even, come to find out, they didn't even have guns. The Sean Bell and his friends, they didn't even have any weapons, but the cops began to crossfire each other and shoot each other. And you know what? Because, again, one pulled the trigger, again, before they should have. So waiting patiently, it can cause a horrible thing to take place. Have you ever been to a waiting room before? Waiting rooms, and naturally we get impatient many times. Waiting on your food to come, waiting on your number to be called, waiting on the doctor to come. I had a doctor, my back surgeon, man, room was full of people, man. It took forever. We was in there. My appointment is at 10 o'clock. We didn't get in there till like 1 o'clock, John Dale. Naturally, you get irrational. You start pacing back and forth. Again, you can't even be seated, and anxiety and on edge. And naturally, you get all these different things because we fail to wait. And I begin to think about it. I'll go several times to the counter. When is my turn? When am I turning? And various things. Why? Because we become very impatient. We're checking our watches, huffing and puffing. And you didn't catch the attitude. We didn't even the one who's supposed to help us because we got impatient. Look at what it says in Ecclesiastes 7, 8, 9. The Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. He says, number 9, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. He says, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. And so he says here, patience. Back to that word patience in verse 8 again. Patient in spirit. Again, let us be this way. Patient in spirit. We see how the impatience we get, frustrated, or irrational decisions. We don't know what all David did again to find it in his horrible pit. But the opposite of that, he learned in this pit to be patient and wait on God. Again, and so we look at this. I waited patiently. I was a man of a man named Abraham. Abram. No father Abraham. Before that was called Abram. And the Bible says in Hebrews 6:13, I'll give you some scripture before we get back into it. The Bible says that when God had made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing will I bless thee. Multiply, I will multiply thee. So after he patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He patiently endured and he obtained the promise. David told us to patiently wait on the Lord. And so when even Abraham here, he patiently waited on God. He finally received the promise. But before that, he had made a bad decision. Let me know that. Abraham made a bad decision, Brother Mark. The Bible says, again, because of impatience. And it hindered the promise a little bit later on. And it really plagues him to this day, the children of Abraham. The Bible says that God has given him a promised son. He says, you and your wife, Sarah, are going to have a son. Again, and it's going to birth a mighty nation through your son. His wife was barren at the time. She couldn't have any children. It's impossible. They're up in age now. No way, no how. She's going to have another baby. Or have a baby at all, I should say. And so, naturally, time went on. And she got impatient. Said, my Lord, you know what? This can't happen. So the Bible says, why don't you go and just go to Genesis 16, 1 through 12. I gave it to you. I don't know. Genesis 16, 1 through 12. The Bible says, Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. The Bible says, Sarah said unto Abram, he says, behold, now the Lord hath restrained thee from bearing thee. I pray thee, go unto my maid, and it might be that I may obtain a child by her. So she said, you know, I can't have any babies. So marry this girl over here, and she's a little bit younger. Naturally, she probably can have kids. And so the Bible says she permitted for him to take this woman. The Bible says Abram's wife took Hagar, her handmaid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. Number 4, it says that he went into her Hagar, and she conceived. And she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And so naturally, because of the irrational decision that Sarah made, now she's mad.